Shmuel Bey's Perek Yitzayin Pasach Chav Dalet. So Achitofel is dead, hanging himself after he was rejected by Avshalom, and wisely seeing the future, which was not a future that would be good for him. So rather than to lose all his property to the king, he hangs himself and puts himself to death. He puts himself to death, one opinion in the Gemara says, at only the age of 33. I have difficulty with this. Not to say I disbelieve the Gemara, but I have some difficulty with this because Achitofel was Bathsheba's grandfather, which means he had to have had his first kid at like the age of 8 or 9 or something, because for him to have a granddaughter that could marry David and then bear Shlomo, and at this point Shlomo is approximately 10 years old, so when did he have his kid, and when did that kid have Bathsheba if he was really only 33? So that one I find a little difficult to reconcile the math personally, but math was never my strong point. So who knows? Maybe he was a 33-year-old grandpa. But in the meantime, Achitofel's dead, and Avshalom is pursuing David. David b'machanoima. So David, who had crossed over the Yarden into Gilad, into the area, the territory of Reuven and Gad, is now still in Jewish lands, but in Jewish lands outside Eretz Yisrael proper. And he comes to the great community of Machanoim, roughly halfway up through Gilad. You have the Yam HaMelach down below, and you have Beis Shan all the way up at the top, and roughly halfway across that is Machanoim, making your way up as you go from south to north. And so Avshalom is going to have to come and chase him there to Machanoim. And Avshalom of Aras HaYarden. So Avshalom crossed the Jordan River following David, chasing him down. Hu v'chol ish Yisrael imo. He, together with all of the men of Israel with him, which means there was a delay. There was several days. As Achitofel had warned him, it's going to take you a while to get everybody together. So David comes to Machanoim. He's got a few days head start. And Avshalom and all his troops are crossing the Yarden River. Now that means David is in danger, because he's going to be trapped in the city of Machanoim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really going to design all of this to save him, despite the fact that it seems like not a great place for David to be in, with his back against the wall, literally the city walls. But it doesn't help that Avshalom doesn't have the best commanders in the world. When the North fought the South in the Civil War, the North had far the majority of troops over the South. Something like two-thirds of all Americans lived in the states that were still loyal to the Union, and only one-third lived in the Confederacy, which was agricultural territory and further spread apart. But all the good generals were with the South, because the South had a tradition among the wealthy aristocratic families of sending their sons to West Point, of giving their sons military training. And so having commanders can be a very big difference maker in a battle. And Avshalom is missing the most important one. Be'es Amasa, some Avshalom tachas Yoav al Hatzava. Avshalom was missing Yoav to be in charge of the army. And the problem is that Yoav presumably was loyal to David until he wasn't, which we'll see comes later on in the beginning of Sefer Melachim and Melachim Aleph. That's when Yoav is finally going to lose his nerve to keep following the old man, and he's going to follow Adoniyahu, the son who also wanted to usurp. But Yoav was presumably loyal to David. We know that Yoav and Avshalom were on the outs because Avshalom had burned down all of his fields. Yoav had been the one who tried to reconcile the two of them. So it's very interesting that Yoav is not the commander. He needs somebody else. Who does he choose? He chooses Amasa. So Amasa, as the pasuk continues, Amasa ben Ish ushemo Yisra haYisraeli. Amasa was the son of a man. Now this is not necessarily a huge surprise, but a man by the name of Yisra, the Israelite, Yitra the Yisraeli, and we'll see. This is a special person and apparently a Torah scholar as well. Asher ba el Avigail, I'm sorry, el Avigal bas Nachash, that this Yisra had married Avigal, the daughter of Nachash, and this was Achos Tzeruya em Yoav, the sister of Tzeruya, Yoav's mother. Now, Yoav was known as Yoav ben Tzeruya. He was known unusually by his mother's name rather than his father's. And there's some discussion in the Mefarshim about why that is. Basically, the only conclusion that many of them come to is that we just don't know what his father's name was. I don't know that they are suggesting in any way that Yoav himself didn't know who his father was. I don't think so. I believe it's just that it's lost to history. And so, to pick somebody else, Avshalom decides to stay within the family. He appointed Amasa. Amasa's mother, Avigal, was the sister of Tzeruya. Tzeruya was David HaMelech's sister, which means then that Avigal was another sister of David's from Yishai, from David's parents. This means that he's staying within base David for his commanders. So Amasa was David's nephew. Yoav and Avishai ben Tzeruya were David's nephews. And so Avshalom is keeping the family tradition alive by trusting his tribe mates, his clan, to be in charge of his army. Now, in Divrei HaYamim, they call Yisra HaYisraeli, Yisra HaYishmaeli, the Ishmaelite. So why does he have two names? So the Mefarshim explained because he lived in the territory of Yishmael. And so he acquired that name. Or he lived in Yishmaelite territory and they called him the Jew. They called him the Yisraeli, and that's how he got the name that's here in Shmuel. Some of the Chazal teach that they called him the Yishmaeli because there was an incident. When David posed a threat to Shaul, Shaul tried to make him illegitimate, and he tried to bring up the concept that he was the descendant of Moabites, of Rus HaMoaviyah. And Yisra put on his sword, say Chazal, and he proclaimed, whoever refuses to hear this halacha, and we did this back when we talked about Shaul and David way back when, I will strike down with this sword. I have a tradition from the Bezdin of Shmuel, Amoni velo Amoniya, Moavi velo Moaviya, a convert from the women is permitted, and so David is legitimate. Because he pulled out his sword like a Yishmaeli would, in that telling of the story, Yisra was called Yisra HaYishmaeli. That same part of the Gemara also talks about this Nachash, Avigal Bas Nachash. Nachash is a word for serpent, but if Avigal was Tzeruya's sister, then her father was Yishai. So why is it calling him Nachash? Because Yishai had no Averos of his own. And Yishai, in fact, should not have had to die. He was one of those few people listed, I believe, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, who never committed a chet. So why is he called Nachash? Because the only reason he was mortal, the only reason he had a temporal lifespan that had to end, was not because of any sins of his own, but because of the chet HaNachash. He was the first one bitten by the Nachash when it got Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as. Some say Nachash because he fathered David, who was like a viper, like a serpent, to the enemies of Klal Yisrael. And so he is called Nachash because of the threat he represents to the enemies of the Jewish people. But in any case, so now Avshalom is coming after David, and he's got the second best commander, who's a member of David's family. He is David's son. Any battle that's going to happen is really a royal family feud. Terrible, terrible tragedy in Klal Yisrael, but the tragedy, as it turns out, is not going to come to David, despite the fact that he seems to be backed into a corner at Machanoim. And we'll finish the perek next time.